Thank you very much. Good evening to you. Welcome to the Jaybirds portion of the show. We've been having a great time hearing all the great music we've heard so far. A lot of great bands at this festival, and we're glad to be back. I can't believe it's been, well, we played here 20 years ago, but I think we also played here 10 years ago. So we're on the 10-year rotation, I guess, but we're happy to be here. It's a beautiful evening, and we'll just keep playing until we stop. We started that set with an old-time tune called Shady Grove, and then we did one written by myself and our bass player, I think 20 years ago. That was called In the Darkest Hour, and then the instrumental we did was called Nesser. And then the one we just did, that one that was kind of fast, was called Rock About My Sarah Jane. We learned that from the singing and playing of Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. Yes, and right now we're gonna feature our banjo player. We're gonna feature everybody in the band. And first up is our banjo player, wonderful musician, was born not too terribly far from here, relatively speaking, in Yakima, Washington. Yes. Yes. And he's a great player. He's really developed his own way of going about playing the banjo, unlike anyone else I know of. And he writes great tunes, and he's a fine fellow. Nick Hornbuckle on the banjo.
Thank you very much. You know, it's a real pleasure to be back here in Spokane, because this part of the country means a lot to me. My maternal grandfather had a big farm out in the Palouse country, and he eventually retired and did what he wanted to do, which he bought a big bunch of property down near Asotin, and became a gentleman, cattleman, and horseman. He really enjoyed it. Oh, and the other interesting thing to me is there must be some folks here from Spokane, am I right? Not you. So, interesting fact is that my grandfather, who I just mentioned in my fascinating bit of speaking I'm doing here, my grandfather was a bellhop at the Davenport Hotel when he was probably 15 years old. So, I'm bona fide, man. This tune that we're gonna do for you to right at this moment is a tune that's on an album that I released a couple years ago. And one of the focuses of the album was to try to honor parts of my family, the history. And five different parts of my family came out west on the Oregon Trail in the mid 1800s. And you can applaud for that. And part of the trail that ran sort of near Bend, not Bend, I'm tired, Northern Oregon, and then further down out to the coast was called the Applegate Trail, but is also known as the South Road. This tune is called the South Road.